Hello, church. My name is Matt Gilmeister, and I have the immense pleasure of sharing some thoughts and scriptures with you all in preparation for today's communion. But before we eat of the bread and drink from the cup, I'd like to explore an aspect of Jesus' character that I find incredibly reassuring, and that would be his hope. Many of us are familiar with 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient, love is kind. But in verse 7, it also says that love always hopes. Christ is love, and because Christ is emblematic of love, it also stands to reason that he is an endless fount of hope for us. But reading through the Gospels, it might seem that hope was somewhat hard to come by for a lot of people well before Jesus' ministry began. As I was looking through it, I had to ask myself, like, why would that be? And in part, I think it might have to do with, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who were the religious leaders of their time. They were woefully pessimistic. Their faith lacked vision, and their cynicism offered little in the way of mercy to those that they perceived as lost causes. They measured worth with their eyes and took what they saw at face value. A tax collector was simply a traitor to his people, a dog of the Roman Empire. A sinful woman, to the Pharisees, was likely a harlot, marred by impurity and infidelity. So many people were simply discounted as unsalvageable when perceived through the warped lens of their ruthless religious standards. And so to the Pharisees and Sadducees, many were very much deserving of their condemnation. And if that's what your religious leaders think, that's got to affect you grievously. But when Jesus met face-to-face with these so-called lost causes, he didn't look at them with the same close-mindedness that the Pharisees and Sadducees did. When Jesus looked at someone, he saw in them eternity. He knew every facet of their heart. He loved them dearly, and his hope for them burned brilliantly because he saw redemption in their future. And such hope is wildly infectious. You see, when Jesus didn't just see the tax collector, he saw his apostle Matthew, or Zacchaeus. And I have to ask myself, who in all of Jericho would have expected this drastic change of heart from one such as Zacchaeus, other than Jesus? And unto a tax collector, whom the Pharisees and their ilk branded a traitor, Jesus said this: salvation has come to this house, for this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. And this hope for salvation is not reserved for Zacchaeus alone. One night, Jesus dined with a group of Pharisees, and a woman came to the dinner uninvited, bringing with her a precious alabaster jar of perfume. She knelt down before Jesus. She washed his feet with her tears, dried them with her hair, and anointed him with perfume. All the Pharisees saw before them was an intruder and a wicked sinner. But Jesus saw so much more. He saw a woman who, like all of us, wrestled with sin. But he also saw her heart and her hope for something greater. And unto her, he said, because you believed, you are saved from your sins. Go in peace. So, as we receive communion today, take courage in knowing that our Savior is one of tremendous hope and confidence. Within ourselves, we may see weakness, sordidness, or vileness. But Christ sees something deeper within us still, and that is the capacity to receive God, to be transformed by the power of the gospel. So to close out, I have one final scripture to share, and that'll be in Romans 15, verse 13. There it says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Friends, let us pray. Father God, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this chance to come together just as one body, as a fellowship, Lord, to worship you, to praise you, to ponder you, and to be filled with your love and your hope and your glory. God, as we receive the bread and the cup, I pray that we can just fully meditate and grasp, or attempt to grasp, just in all his wonder and all his incredible hope and love, the nature and the character of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you would work through us and within us and transform us into something new, into something wonderful. And it's in your Son's holy name we pray. Amen.